Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, today's cattle futures were under a little pressure. The October live cattle were the only contract closing higher, and it was only 5 cents higher, 106.77. The December's were down 60, 111.35. February down 50 at 115.57. And then feeder cattle about 30 to $1.40 lower. September's are down 67 to 139.82. October's $1.20 lower, 141.20. And then the lowest was the November's down $1.42 at 142.10. Box beef was down again today, but only 35 cents in choice at 215.03. It's been easing lower, but it seems to have kind of stopped going down, or it's decreasing at a decreasing rate. The select, though, down 91 cents at 203.60. The feeder cattle index currently at 140.60. It looks like there was some cash trade yesterday at 103 to 103.5, and that might be where we end up totaling for the week. One thing that's been a topic for the last year is packer margins. They were somewhere around $428 a head. So they're really, really big. And, of course, feeder closeouts are estimated a negative $40-something dollars a head. So that'll continue to be a hot topic as long as those big margins for the packers and negative margins for the feedlots.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd Annual Female Production Sale, coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd Annual Production Sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
Today's grain futures saw some pretty wild moves. We made new highs for these moves as well in corn and soybeans. The beans were up 16.5 cents in November at 10.27. January's are 10.30.5. But then we start to see an inversion with the next months actually lower. So between January at 10.30 and March at 10.23, that's a 7 cent inversion, which kind of changes the game. And when you get an inversion, typically it means there's a supply issue or a short-term demand shock. So it looks like China has been buying U.S. beans at a really, really high rate. And so we're needing some beans to in the export market. Yesterday, there was a talk of 15 to 20 loads being bought out of China. And then this morning, it was confirmed with another round of flash sales. One report said 29 of the past 33 days, we've had some sort of a sale. And including this morning, 264,000 we know to China, and then an additional 360,000 metric tons to an unknown destination this morning. So enough to keep the beans on the rally here. The wheat's also rallied. December Kansas City wheat was 488, up 13. December cotton down 52. That finished them at 65.85. Doesn't look like there's any real weather issues, just waiting on those harvest yields.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.